This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. Now, we do have somebody on the line, so we're going to get right to that. So, George, who's up first this hour?
Lee in Massachusetts.
Lee, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning, Patrick. Onions, I pulled my onions about 2 weeks ago, and they're drying.
Okay.
And they're real nice, white onions, three,
yep.
3.5 inches in diameter. I haven't cut the tops off yet. What do you recommend for storing the onions? I have so many of them.
So,
In the refrigerator, or how cool do they have to be?
Now, you don't want them to get any of the warm-ups, you know, get some of the heat that we've gotten back on once you've started to get them to cool down like that to store them.
Yep.
So a lot of times if you can put them in a garage in an area where it's going to stay cooler, it's not going to get that hot, you know, it's not going to heat up too much.
Well, they've been drying for a couple of weeks in my shed, but, you know, it's quite warm in the shed. I mean, I have a screen in the window, of course, and I don't really have any other place to put them cooler than it's cooling down now. Luckily, the mornings are in the 50s, which is actually considerably nice. I know that a lot of people don't want to hear that, obviously, but I don't know when I cut the tops off. You know, the tops are about 18 inches long, probably, you know, and I'm wondering how long should I, they've been 2 weeks in the shed now. How much longer should I leave them in the shed before I cut the tops off? And I don't know. That was my main question, is cut the tops off, and then where would I store them then when I bring them in from the shed?
Okay. So we're getting almost to the point where it is time to cut those leaves off. Take a look at them and see, have they all started to brown out? Have they started to dry completely? That's when you would look at it and say, all right, that's when I want to do it. Because you don't want to, when it's drying out, some of those nutrients that are in the green is actually going back into the onion to help preserve it for that longer period.
Yeah.
The basic thing is you're looking for, when you store them, something with good air circulation. So the refrigerator is not the best way to do it.
Okay.
And you want to, you obviously want to have it in a cool area, but you also want to go into a darker area, maybe like the basement, something along those lines, versus a shed where you're going to have that the sun popping in and out.
Yeah, okay.
That's going to help them.
And like lay them flat, or should they be put in a mesh bag? Should I get mesh bags like they sell them in, or no?
No, you could definitely just put them like maybe on a flat area and let them,
okay,
lay them down in that area. But the idea is to keep them in a cooler area.
Well, I know it.
You know,
well,
so, so basically, you've had them at 2 weeks at this point. Some of the onions take about 2 to 4 weeks to dry out completely. So we're on the in-between. And from there, that's when you want to move them into, like, the basement, into, like, a cooler area. And allow good air circulation, but you want it to be dark. You don't want the sun to be popping out because you don't want it to, you know, think it's, you know, an onion's gone to seed, obviously, once it gets to a certain area, but it's, you don't want it to start reverting back and getting back into the next phase of its life and going back to start to growing, et cetera. So definitely... It should be dark, you know, if you can, I mean, it's hard to say at this point in time, but they basically say, you know, 40 degrees or lower, you know, and sometimes the, you know, a refrigerator is going to be a little bit too warm for that. And, you know, the opening it up and seeing the light that pops on every time you open it is going to be considered almost like sunlight. It's not going to just be, you know, it's the artificial sunlight, if you will. So best you can do to keep them as cool as possible and in the dark is the best way to keep them for the longer term.
Right. Well, thank you very much, Patrick, for your input on it, and I'll give that a try.
All right, Lee, good luck.
Thank you very much, and have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Now, it's one of those things. You just got to have a little bit of time in between the drying out period to get them to last a little bit longer. So, you know, they can last up to 10 to 12 months when they have that good storage, dark air, dark light, some good air movement. So just think about what you know, getting them ready for the next year. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to go right back into it. George, who's up next?
Barry, and he's got a question about his vegetable garden.
Barry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Okay, so I have two questions. I guess the first one is, I've heard your father and also you talk about the UNH extension for testing soil.
Yep.
I just don't know how to do it. Do I get to the top of the soil, or do I dig down where the roots are, or how do I do that?
So a couple things. What you'll need to do is contact them first, see if they can send you out a kit, because a lot of times they'll send you a bag to put the soil in, okay? Otherwise, sometimes they'll allow you to send it, you know, in a couple bags. So what I want you to do is, you know, you're not just looking for the top part of it. You're looking for about 8 to 10 inches down if you can. And say you take an area, say it's a vegetable garden, for instance. Say it's, you know, 20 by 20. What I like to see somebody do is do the four corners of it and then the center and mix that soil together. So you go down, you're looking for about a pound of soil or more. That's going to be fill up like a small Ziploc bag. Basically.
Oh, okay. Yep.
So you don't want to get it right from the surface area. You want to go down about 6 to 8 inches, and dig from there and see, you know, what's going on below. And then, like I said, the four corners in the center, mix that together. That's going to give you a good idea of what you're dealing with for the garden to figure out a few things. Like I said, you can do UMass, UNH. You can do UMass, you can do Penn State, Natural Alternatives does one. All of them, usually what they do at the end, will send you the results, give you information on what to be doing with those results, what you should be adding. A lot of times they will just say, you know, you need to add lime or this, that, or the other thing. If you have questions after you've done it, you can always email me the soil sample results, and I can help you out with what you can do. On the next step of feeding the lawn or feeding the garden, whichever it is.
Great. Well, that's okay. I just never knew how to do that, so I always wanted to do it.
Yeah.
I had a horrible growing season this year in my vegetable garden. A lot of powdery mildew, and the tomatoes were kind of, the cucumbers, I think we got two of them. They're all just kind of just blowing over. So you know, last fall, I went to the beach, got seaweed.
Yep.
Put a lot of seaweed in there, but I didn't put gardener's lime like I normally do. So I'm thinking that maybe that's what did it. I'm not sure. But it
could be, but I will tell you this. There are a lot of gardens out there that were not successful this year with tomatoes and cucumbers. There was a lot of powdery mildew just based on the temperatures and the rain we've been having here and there, the drought conditions, et cetera. I mean, we had the hottest July on record. So no matter what we were doing, we couldn't water enough this July, and that affected the growth on some of the plants. Even if you were watering regularly, I noticed cucumbers weren't completely developing because there wasn't enough water. So that could be it. But definitely the soil sample is going to help tell you what else is going on there.
Okay, I'll do that. And just one more quick question about the fall weeds in the grass.
Yep.
I've used the, I forget the name of this product, but you spray it, this hose end sprayer, but I was thinking maybe a granular thing to go around, and is there just a general purpose one, or how do I do it?
So the granular isn't going to be as effective this time of year. I like to go with the liquid forms. Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide is a good one because it'll go to the lower temperatures with some of the weeds. Definitely go with the liquid weed killer. That's going to be your best bet.
Okay, well, thanks, Pat.
All right, Barry, thank you for the phone call. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Phone number here, 855-660-4261.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, when we were talking with Barry, he was talking about his vegetable garden, how it really wasn't successful. And, you know, not the only one out there, Barry. There, you know, it doesn't help, obviously, when somebody says that. But at the same time, it just wasn't a great year of production for a lot of vegetables out there. I've heard it a good amount of times when it comes to the cucumbers and tomatoes. Cucumbers, the more water you give them, the bigger the fruit is going to be long-term for you. Having that really, really dry, hot July really affected it and caused some of this these issues we're having. Definitely, it's one thing to take a look at doing, you know, the soil sample. What can you do to get better for next year? That's a perfect process for it. The other thing that you can be looking at is crop rotation for next year. Saying, all right, I've had the tomatoes in this section, you know, the past couple of years. Maybe I'm going to look at a different spot this season. Instead of having, you know, the tomatoes every year in one spot, rotate them. Go to another corner. Maybe put the cucumbers where the tomatoes were. You know, put the tomatoes where the cucumbers were. That is a process that's really going to help you with your growth going forward. That having something in the same area when it comes to vegetables each year can affect it. It can affect the root system. It can affect your blossoms, etc. Even though you've had success in the past years in that area, it is a good practice to rotate it to get it in a different spot. Get, you know, a different version of the sun, get different watering processes, etc. So definitely think about doing that as well for next season. But like I said, at the end of this season, anybody who has a vegetable garden, you've been feeding it, you've been watering it, you've been taking care of it all year. Now, your root system is still active, even when, even in parts of the winter. By cutting the stems back at the end of this year and leaving just a little bit and leaving the roots in the ground over winter is going to be very beneficial for you. Just allowing those microbes to overwinter, to sit there, so next year when it comes time, you're already ahead of everything else. Those microbes can become more active quickly and get going that way. So think about it when it comes time this year. This is something that my dad had been talking about for the past couple of years. It's something that, I was listening to him and hearing it, and I was saying, wow, that just makes too much sense from the scientific background that, with all this, with all the knowledge we have, why would we be doing that? So definitely want to recommend leaving the root systems in for the season at the end of the year. We still got some time for growth in the garden. I'm not talking about doing any of that right now, obviously. You got plenty of time. It's still technically summer. So at the end of the year, when you're done harvesting everything, your tomatoes, cucumbers, eggplant, squashes, anything along those lines, leaving the root system in there over the winter is going to be beneficial for you going forward. So think about doing that. If you guys have any questions, you can call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to be here for another 2.5 hours. So we've got plenty of time for you to get in and ask some questions if you want. Take your time. We got plenty of time to do that. 8 o'clock, so in about a half hour, Victoria from Natural Alternatives is going to join us and give us some information about the fall products that we can be looking at going forward and what we need to be doing. It is right around the corner. These cool nights have been awesome. I love waking up and feeling the high 50s, low 60s. You go out there, get that cool feeling. You don't need to use the air conditioning as much. You don't need to worry about how hot it's going to be. You can start cutting back on some of the watering, etc. It's awesome this time of year. It's one of my favorite times. So if you guys have questions, again, our phone number is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. We're going to go to a break. When we get back, more of your questions and more information about what you can be doing in the garden this time of year. So hang tight with us. We're going to be right back.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When President Trump tweeted before heading to the G7 summit in France that U.S. businesses were, quote, hereby ordered to stop doing business with China, many said he can't do that. Well, the president says he could if he issued an emergency declaration concerning the situation with China.
Well, I have the right to. If I want, I could declare a national emergency. I think when they steal and take out and intellectual property theft, $300 billion to $500 billion a year, and when we have a total loss of almost $1 trillion a year, for many years this has been going on, and in many ways it's an emergency.
The administration's arguing before the Supreme Court that gay workers are not protected by federal civil rights laws. The White House filing a brief that says it's legal to discriminate against transgender workers. And this is USA Radio News.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit MakeItCount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right into it. George, who's up next?
Mike has got some problems with this cherry tree.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Parent. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We have an issue with ornamental cherry trees.
Okay.
It bloomed, produced fruit. We lost afterwards. Lost about 90% of the leaves. Is that a fungus, or we have three of them in like a cluster?
Okay. Now, did the all of them lose most of the leaves?
Yes, all of them lost most of the leaves.
And when did it lose its leaves? What time of the season?
Right after it produced the fruit. Probably. Hold on, about a month ago.
Okay.
About 2 months ago.
All right.
It's like a lichen. Looks like lichen on the outside of the bark going up the tree.
So that is it that like silvery lichen, the greenish silvery lichen? Yeah. So
yes,
that's a secondary anything. That's not going to be the cause of what's going on.
Okay.
With it. Basically, it's aesthetically, some people feel it's pleasing. They like the look, but it's aesthetically unpleasing, usually. Did you notice any, like, cankers on the branches? Anything, like, oozing out, like oozing sap?
No, I don't think so. I don't think we saw that.
Okay. Now, before the leaves, fell off, were you noticing spots on them? Did you notice anything on the leaf that was kind of like a growth or anything like that?
No, not at all.
All right. They just popped off. They weren't
few spots on the leaves. A lot of spots on the leaves.
Do they start like brown and then turn to black and then kind of put a hole into it, or?
No.
Okay. But so you're not seeing any, galls or anything on it either.
No.
Okay.
No.
So most likely it's going to be a fungus on there, but it's hard to say when you're not seeing a lot of the symptoms. You're just seeing some of the brown spots on them. So it could be a combination of fungus, or there could be an insect on there. Most times with insects, though, you're going to see defoliation. You're not going to see the leaf turn to the brown.
Right. We didn't see any insects at all on the as far as we could see on the leaves or the trunk itself or any of the branches. Okay. So
that's that. You know, a lot of times with insects, sometimes you'll see like yellow spots on it, and then they'll turn the brown, then they'll fall out like that circle. So that's why I would say it's not an insect and would go towards the fungus, as you suggested. I like to try to get all the items and make sure it's not something else.
Sure.
So we get the right product for you to use versus an all around type spray.
Mm-hmm.
Since it's an ornamental cherry tree and it's not something you're going to eat, you could be spraying it with a synthetic product.
Okay.
There's a product from Bonide out there called Infuse.
Infuse?
Yep. It's also, there's also Funganil, which is pretty close to it. Both of those will come with a trigger spray or a hose end spray.
Okay.
I like to use the Infuse. The hose end spray is so easy. You attach it to the hose, and then on the side of it, you'll turn it to on, and then you spray. And it just pulls up the liquid at the right rate to mix with the water to spray the plant. You're going to want to spray the plant till it's pretty soaked and starts to drip on it.
Okay.
That's going to get rid of any of the fungus that's there or start to cure some of the fungus that's there. It's going to take multiple applications. It's not just a one-and-done type product.
Okay.
It's a couple applications, like I said. I think it's every, depending upon the issue, it will last up to about a month. I want you to do it one more time. So say you were to do it today, you'd still have some growing, temperatures, degree, that type in a month from now. So I'd want you to use it a second time. And then going forward next spring, knowing that you've had some of these issues this season, use this as a preventative. So you won't you won't have to use as much. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So take a look at the product and say, all right, this is, you remember this past year of when it happened, when the leaf first dropped. You know, you got flowers, then you started to get fruit, and then the fruit dropped. The leaf dropped.
Leaf dropped.
So you know it's about that time. So that's when you would, go a couple weeks before that. Maybe as the fruit is starting to set or you're starting to see the fruit after it flowers, then use it to go ahead for the future. The other thing, take a look in the area. Is there any other plants in the area that are affected by something? Is there any other diseases in the area that's present?
I didn't see anything around the trees themselves. We have like a little island.
Okay.
With that, and there's a evergreen tree right near it.
Okay. And now you said it's in a little island. Is it? Has there been construction around it lately, or do you drive around it a lot? Or
no.
Okay. I just want to rule out some other things too.
In the backyard, and I drive around it with it as a tractor. So.
Okay. I definitely think the Infuse is going to help you. The other thing I want to see you do in the spring is to help with its root system and for the production. But I'm more concerned about the root system is by using a superphosphate.
On the roots, yeah.
Yeah, because what it's going to do is it's going to get stronger roots. That heavy middle number is meant to help, we want to see that instant gratification when it comes to the flowers.
Sure.
But it's also helping with that root development. So by using that, that's going to help.
Okay.
The other thing you could be doing at this time of year is Natural Alternatives has Protolyzer. It's a product that works with any fertilizer that you've used or anything that's in the soil at this time to help benefit the plant. It's going to help bring back some of it and make sure it's going to make it through the winter.
Okay.
You would use that plus add Tree Tone this fall from
Ascoma. In the fall.
Okay, but use it at half the rate. Don't use it at the full rate that it says. In the fall, you want to use half the rate. In the spring, you use the regular rate.
Yeah, the trees are about 25 years old.
Okay, how thick is the trunk itself?
Probably, I don't know, maybe 8 inches around, maybe 8-9 inches around.
Okay.
It's about 35 to 40 feet high.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, they're big trees. They're good-sized trees.
So you're definitely going to want to use the hose-end version. So that's going to make life easier for you.
Reach the tops, yeah.
Yeah, for that. Now, so you're going to need about, so since it's over 6 inches, you're going to need about 6 pounds of the tree tone per plant.
Okay.
So you're looking at, you have two, how many ornamental cherries?
There's three of them in a cluster.
Okay. So you would need only about 9 pounds.
Okay.
Okay. Because, so you'd want to use 6 pounds if it's over 6 inches wide. That would be in the spring.
Okay.
But in the fall, we want to use half the rate. So you're going to need about 9 pounds of it. They sell it in an 18-pound bag.
All right.
18-pound bag would be ideal for the spring for all three of them. But you could use this, and it would be fine to use next year as well. Okay, so
sure.
You know, they sell it in multiple sizes. They have a small bag, medium bag, and then they have a 50-pound bag. But, you know, I think you should do something now and then something in the spring, as well as the superphosphate and looking at using the protolyzer to help get everything more active in there to help it out.
Okay. Now, if I treat them, they should come back normally, hopefully next year, right?
They definitely should, but by adding that tree tone and the protolyzer, that's going to help the root system. It's going to help more with the overwintering process, so that fungus is not going to hurt it as much.
Now, we have some low branches on it. Should we trim them back, or...?
You can. That's really up to you on how you want to see it, if to shape it. You can do that now, or you can do that later. A lot of times people do it in the early spring. They almost consider it late winter, early spring.
Okay.
As soon as you can get out there to clean up some of those areas to get it shaped.
But
it's really any time would do if you're looking to really shape it and get it ready for next year.
All right, very good.
All right, Mike, thank you so much for the phone call.
Thank you, Patrick, for the help.
No problem. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You too now. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, here's the dirt on potty mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potty Mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plant, but light enough to give roots the perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma Organic Potty Mix contains only the finest natural ingredients, plus mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae fungi that builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and out for flowers and vegetables, and see why Espoma Organic Potty Mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of a complete line of all natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytone. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic Potting Mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, talking about Espoma real quick, their website has a lot of great information about their products and tell you how much you need to use, so you can kind of plan when you go to the garden center to purchase it. You know that you have a certain size tree, how much you're going to need. So you can go in there and say, I need tree tone. I have a trunk that has a 4 to 6 inch diameter. So you know that you're going to need about 5 pounds. So it's going to be a little bit, you know, you're going to need 5 pounds, actually. And I was reading this wrong when I was talking with Mike here. You're actually going to need more than that. You're going to need about 6 pounds per inch. So he could actually use the 18-pound bag on each of the trees. So he's going to need a little bit more than that. I misread that. So, Mike, I apologize if you're still listening. Follow the back of the bag. But, again, you go to their website, espoma.com. Got some great information on, you know, how much to use, when to use, you know, what it's on there. So definitely take a look at that. some great information. All the sponsors we have great informative websites. I use them on a regular. It's not just, if I were to be on the show here, I'll use them at work. Any thoughts I have? All right, I know that if I go to the Bone-Eyed website, I can click on their products and say, all right, I need a insect disease control, and click on it and find it. They also have some great information in the problem solver, a weed quick guide. So if I can't think of the weed right then and there, which there's so many different weeds, you can't remember them all, I'll click on that and say, oh, yep, that's what it is. And the great thing is it'll tell you right on there when you click on the weed which products you can use to take care of it. So it's a good one to be looking at. But all the products that we talk about have great websites with great informative information. So check them out, so you can take a look at it and say, all right, yeah, I do have that. Oh, I didn't know I could use that for this, etc. So think about it. But the websites are awesome out there. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to go to a break. When we get back, we'll talk more about lawn, vegetable gardens, whatever you guys want. Give us a call. We're going to be here for about 2 hours and 15 minutes, so give us a call.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bone-Eyed has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bone-Eyed. Bone-Eyed Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your bioadvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from bioadvanced science-based solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We do have a call in line, so we're going to get right back into it. George, who's up next?
That would be Phil. He's got an issue with his blackthorn bush.
Phil, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Thanks for taking my call. I have a blackthorn bush, and it's developing. I'm not sure what it is, but this black, chunky, looks almost like a mold on probably like 5% of the branches. The last summer it did the same thing. I cut off the branches. It was only a few, but it seems like when I just checked it the other day, there's a lot more of them. Just wondering how to treat that. Sometimes you can see a little sap oozing through it too.
Okay. Now that you're seeing, on the branch when you cut it off or you touch it, did it kind of rub off or did it just stick?
No. It stuck right to it. And it's all the way around the branch. It's like as if you took, you know, like some putty or something and put it all the way around the branch. It's all the way around it.
Okay, and it doesn't come off at all.
Well, you could peel it off. I think I could probably take a pruning knife and, you know, cut it off. It's probably about an eighth of an inch thick.
Okay. The reason why I'm asking is sometimes it's like a sooty mold.
Oh, no, it's not that.
That's what I was, that. You know, that would be the easy answer to it, right?
Yeah.
That'd be, all right, this is what you do, we're good.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
But it's growing like a growth around it, and
exactly.
You're seeing ooze come out of it?
Yeah, this year I did. Last year I didn't, but there weren't a lot of branches, and I cut them off. So it was probably about maybe, you know, a handful of branches. Now it's probably, it's not a huge bush, but I started it from a whip, and it probably has about I would say 5% of the branches.
Okay. Now, trying to think here. So the branches, does it go all the way back to the trunk, or is it on the outer ends? Okay.
It's distal. It's probably at least, it's either mid or all the way out.
Okay.
It doesn't go all the way to the trunk at all.
All right. So it's not on the trunk. Well, that's good. We want it to be on the branches, because if it started to go to the trunk itself, that could be a bigger issue.
Not on the trunk.
Okay. It could be.
I mean, I could go through and cut them all off again, but I'm just afraid that, I get 10% next year and then 15% the following year,
Understandable. So what I'm thinking is it could be a fungus called black knot.
Okay.
That'll go on certain trees like that. The fungus will, continue to come back. You're going to have to cut those areas out.
Okay.
Unfortunately, but there's a couple things you're going to need to do. You're not going to only get rid of the branches when the leaves come off of it in the fall. Get rid of those leaves as well.
Okay.
Don't let the leaves sit on the soil. Okay. You don't want it to. You don't want the spores that could be on those leaves to sit and go into the soil and then come back each year. You're going to want to wait to prune it until all the leaves are gone.
I think the leaves are pretty much gone right now. They're pretty close, I think.
Okay, so once all the leaves are gone, that's when you would prune it. So you can see everything. You want to make sure you're seeing everything from, if there's other areas in it. So by getting rid of
back
it,
how far back from the knot should I prune? Like an inch back or quarter?
I'd go with a few inches, not just right there.
If I can, if not,
if you can,
right to the trunk.
Exactly. As far as spraying, there's not a lot of great sprays to be using on that.
Would the bush be okay with their tree and shrub?
So that would help it when it would come with some of the insects or anything that's going like that. I would think you'd be more, that's going to be probably the best when it comes for any of the insects that could be causing it, but it's more of a fungus to worry about, and there's no real, systemic fungicide. The only systemic fungicide would be Infuse, and that's a spray over the plant. So you could actually use that Infuse after you've cut everything down. That's no good.
Okay.
Spray the whole plant, and that would go into the plant itself and help get rid of some of the fungus.
Okay.
All right?
Sounds good.
All right, good luck.
I'll call you back later.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number, 855-660-4261.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.